It's time for The Drive on KFAR Radio, brought to you by Glacier Garage, a local show for gearheads, car lovers, and those who just want to learn more about anything with four wheels. And now, The Drive on KFAR Radio.
Welcome to The Drive. This is KFAR Radio, The Drive.
I'm Harley, and
I'm Brandon.
All right. So we've got kind of a open format today. We're going to talk about a couple different things. Kind of just getting into summer, spring things, and then just talk about car show season. It's coming up. Got a couple car shows coming up. We've got Cruising with Santa pretty soon. That's going to be happening out in North Pole by Hotel North Pole. And then we've got our Father's Day car show coming up pretty soon. That should be pretty epic. New location. It's going to be, I feel like it's as nerve-wracking as the first year because it's a new location. It's a new layout. It's just all new.
Yeah, I'm scared.
Me too. I just keep reliving Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come. So it's like I'm just reassuring myself. Like,
I mean, we can't, I don't think we can, like, we can't do a bad job. Like, we can't really disappoint the community. We're just, you know, it's free to go. We're just doing something. We're just, you know.
Yeah, I don't, so it's not the showgoers that I fear of disappointing. It's always the show participants. Like, you know, what classes are we going to offer? Like, how many trophies? What kind of awards? Like, everybody's got a preconceived idea of how the show should be structured, and we can't ever make anybody or everybody happy. There's always somebody who's like, man, you guys should have done it this way.
I haven't even thought about that, but I think that would be fun to offer more classes.
Yeah.
Like, so before, I mean, we were doing, like, our grand prize last year was that, like, super custom Alaskan flag, and it was, like, I mean, not the cheapest thing on the planet. Like, granted, he had donated that one, which is super, super cool, but, like, having, like, I guess the more expensive our trophies are, the less classes we would do.
Yeah.
Like, be able to offer.
I mean, we can look into different sponsorship ideas to try to get, like, better awards, better prizes for our class winners.
Our first year, we were just handing out cash.
Yeah.
Our CPA is like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I can't do that. Just a couple guys trying to run a car show how we think would be cool.
But yeah, we could do some more classes, do some like lowered stuff. We had motorcycles last year. I mean, it's definitely broadening. This is year number four, but yeah, being a new venue entirely, it's like now it's not just, oh, we've done this before. Now it's something completely different.
Well, and the thing that I liked about the Carlson Center parking lot was it was very simple layout. Like everything was in one area. We kind of planned where we're putting food trucks, kind of planned where we're putting the dyno, all that, and now we have no idea. We got a blank canvas, and so hopefully with it being a little more spread out, the only thing I've heard complaints about every year is like, well, I wish the dyno wasn't so close to this, or I wish the base guys were not so close here. So with us having a larger area to use, maybe those people will be more pleased with their experience.
Yeah, and I think if we still anticipate like 150 cars or something, right, we can spread those out too. They don't have to be, you only get a parking spot.
Yeah.
That's it. Like,
they don't got to be door-to-door.
Right, yeah. Give yourself some room. Pop open your lawn chairs, like hang out. We can even do tailgating. You can bring your own grill. I don't know. Just give them their own little like camp spot kind of instead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we still need to go check it out. So we're going to do the car show at the fairgrounds. How much of that space we're going to be able to utilize, I think all of it, but we've still got to go over there and kind of get a run of the land and see how we're going to lay things out.
And it's funny because the first question I've had or like feedback, everybody's like, nobody's going to bring their nice stuff. It's like, why? Well, because they have to drive on like dirt and gravel to get there.
Well, and that was the deciding factor. We, like, wanted to do it there, but we thought the same thing, and then we found that asphalt driveway that you don't ever have to leave
pavement. So you never have, like, as soon as you pull in, you bank a left and there's gates to go through, you never leave pavement.
Yeah, you follow like the RV parking sign, mm-hmm. I want to say it was.
And then general parking will just be like the fair. It'll be the whole front lot.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of general parking.
Yeah.
So, and everybody knows, I mean, because they've been to events there before, everybody knows that's where you park and then you walk in.
Yeah.
So I think that'll be easy.
So, yeah, no, I think the new location should be, should make for an amazing event, because being off of borough property is also going to open up the possibilities for a couple of things just due to insurance and
mm-hmm.
rules that the borough has that a privately owned piece of land doesn't have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so hopefully we'll be able to offer more activities, more fun and exciting stuff, more competitions and stuff that the borough didn't agree with.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's going to be cool.
Yes, sir. Super pumped. So,
speaking of car shows, man, the Cruising with Santa one, I remember going to that one back when it was at the Santa Claus house.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, I guess that would have been similar, where like 99% of their lot is gravel.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you'd drive through gravel, you'd park on the grass, like in the RV camping spots. Mm-hmm. And yeah, okay. They definitely did have some asphalt parts because we did the burnout competition there.
Yep.
Which was fun. I put my car in that.
I remember.
My dad was putting a new roof on his house that summer, and they live like, man, they probably live like 3 or 4 miles away.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's definitely a few miles
yeah,
away.
Yeah, and he could hear that burnout competition from his house. He was up on the roof roofing and
mm-hmm.
yeah, just hearing cars light up, and they're all like, what the heck is going on? It's like, yeah, it could have been me. I was over there doing it.
So same stretch of road right there. Do you remember when they redid the highway, they shut down that brand new section of highway and did drag racing out there?
Dude, I wish I was a part of that.
So cool.
That had to have been, what, like 15 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I wouldn't have been a part of it. I've heard about it, and that would have been so cool.
Mm-hmm. I just remember being young and going out to Fort Wainwright mm-hmm. and watching drag races out on their airstrip. It's like, it'd be so cool.
Dude, we need
to bring that back.
Something. We need something. Like, we were just looking at Alaska Raceway Park and their schedule for the year, and yeah, they've got that Speed Fest, which is going to be super cool. That Speed, like the Speed Week, they've mm-hmm. got all the tests and tuning. Like, but the Speed Fest was like drifting. They said they're going to be utilizing like the old track for racing, quarter mile drags, a car show. I'm sure there'll be vendors and stuff, like just like a raceway park experience. And that would be, I'd just love to be able to do something like that for Fairbanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think drag racing, man, it's met with such resistance in Fairbanks for some reason.
Man, like, it is, because we found ourselves at the courthouse for like
mm-hmm.
3 or 4 weekends in a row trying to just get it approved.
Yeah, at the borough like land meetings. Yeah.
And I mean, a lot of the people that lived in that surrounding area came out to fight it. Like, I don't want a drag strip in my backyard because all the mm-hmm. noise and blah blah blah. And it's like, there's already a track there. There's the one where they do the drifting, and then there's the like the BMX or not BMX, like motocross park right there. And we got deep into it. We were talking about like the Jake brakes from the big rigs that are nearby and how that's mm-hmm. even louder than you're going to experience with a race car. And they're like, oh, well, what about the Alaska Grizzly? And if you're exposed to like these decibels of that, like that high for this long, you can experience like pregnant women can experience like birth defects and like
yeah.
all that. It's like, dude, you're digging.
Yeah. Well, and it's like those cars that are that loud run for like 7 seconds tops.
Yeah.
Like their runs are mid 5 second
and they
runs.
Do like 2 a year. Like, I mean, they're not, it's not something that's going to happen every weekend with that car. And they even had like plans to run that big sound barrier wall all the way around to where the sound's projected up and not out. Yeah, and having something like that in North Pole, it's like, I mean, yeah, you've got Hotel North Pole, you have all of the surrounding shopping and restaurants that would all flourish from that, like,
mm-hmm.
rather than all of that money going to Palmer and Anchorage every season.
Some of it would be here.
We're always traveling, going down there to race, yeah, spending money at their hotels and their restaurants, and, like, just having something as cool or cooler in North Pole.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, we'd probably get some of that Anchorage money. We'd get, like, I mean, yeah. it would be really good for North Pole.
Well, there's that, and then it's just, like, all these guys, like, it's so crazy, and it blew my mind the first year we had our car show. There are so many hot rods in this town that mm-hmm. just don't get out and get used because, well, there's nowhere to really make that experience except for driving, you know, 6 hours to Anchorage and trailering a car down there. And
or, like you said, like you were saying, just racing anyway. You're mm-hmm. saying screw it and doing it on the street. So now it's like, okay,
yeah.
now you're almost promoting that type of behavior because you've got nowhere to let these guys do their thing safely.
Mm-hmm. So... Yeah, no, it was a bummer because, yeah, I mean, we went to those borough meetings quite a bit. I thought we were, like, gaining traction, and then it kind of all just went away.
The Drive. We'll be back after these messages on KFAR Radio.
Is your car feeling more tired than Monday morning without coffee? It might be time for an oil change. Don't let your car hit snooze on maintenance. Bring it to us, where we'll give it the wake-up call it deserves. Our oil changes start as low as $49, and that's for the good stuff. We're talking synthetic. And every oil change comes with a free safety inspection, plus we can check your filters and top off your fluids while we're at it. At a price that will leave you with plenty of pizza money, that's Glacier Garage at the end of South Cushman, just behind GCR Tire. Open 7 to 5, Monday through Friday. Online at Glacier. Garage.com.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less, you'll have more, and even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it, sure, why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to The Drive on KFAR Radio.
All right, we're back. KFAR Radio, this is The Drive. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Harley.
What's the weirdest thing you've seen at a car show? Or a car meet, or like, what's the
weirdest thing?
Experience, or like, do you have any crazy...
So
stories
probably about 10 years ago. Yeah. I'd say it's probably been about 10 years. I've seen it at, I want to say Cruising with Santa. And it's like an old, I don't know if it's a Kenworth or Peterbilt, that's like slammed. And then it's got like super singles on the rear. Just a crazy off the wall build. Dude drove it up from Lower 48. I ran into him at a gas station the first time I saw it and had to ask him about it. But yeah, it's like something out of Mad Max, just like someone's home creation. And it's amazing. It's weird.
It's pretty cool.
But it's amazing at the same time. So that's probably the like strangest build I've seen. Crazy stuff. Man, the guys who meet up at the clinic at the beginning of the year, I think everybody's just so pumped. Probably, I don't know, 5 years ago now, I went to one of those little meetups, and it was like 9, 10 o'clock at night on a Friday or a Saturday. And I had to leave, man, because it was insane how many people in cars and on crotch rockets were doing burnouts on Airport Way and, like, racing down the road. And I'm like, dude, the cops are coming. Mm-hmm. Like, this is not – it was, like, borderline, like, takeover status where it's, like, there was probably a good 60 to 80 people, and out of those, like, 15 were just out of pocket, just getting crazy. And I was like, okay, I'm uncomfortable with this. So mm-hmm. it's like I left because it was just like, no. So this is, you know, I'm excited as the next guy to, like, get our cars out and meet for the first time and go out and have all the fun. But
like, I'm not going to be here when the sandbags start flying.
No. Yeah, no, you're not going to see my car in my face, like, on the news minor, like, Fairbanks residents take to the streets. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, not doing that. So that was, like, the wildest thing I've seen here in town and been a part of. That was, and I can remember, like, some of my buddies who were about the same age as me just, like, this is different. It's, I've never seen it like that again, but I don't go over there anymore either, so.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? You lived in South Florida, so you've probably been to more car shows than I have.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, we would do them down there as well. Redline would put on some stuff, and man, as far as, like, weird stuff, it was funny because he was a Redline client, and he actually had, like, a D1 Pro Charger on the car. It was a C7 Stingray.
Mm.
So I mean, it made power. Like, it was a good little car, but it was bright yellow, which, whatever. And then it had so many, like, AutoZone, like, chrome stickers and, like...
Yeah, straight out of a J.C. Whitney catalog.
Decals, like, all over it. And then under the hood, he bought, yeah, like, every billet, like, cover. You could, like, the fuse box cover was, like, shiny, like, chrome billet cover. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the radiator cover, the engine cover. Like, working on this thing was insane. It's like, now, okay... I'm getting fingerprints on your car, just doing an oil change or servicing the blower, whatever it is we're doing a belt, and the amount of cuts I would get from all these, because they were not, like, nice pieces either. They were like, it was either eBay, some dude on eBay, or like an Amazon purchase, or maybe made it himself. But, like, all the corners are, like, cut with tin snips and their razor blades, and, like,
oof.
Just I mean, I think it looked gaudy as heck. And this is the best part. He had, you know, like, the 3M things you can get at Walmart, like the little, like, fake vents and stuff in the fenders that people run, or like the fake hood scoop, like, sticky things.
Yeah, yeah.
So he had fake exhaust pipes, and they were the, like, kinds that come out of the fender and then go up.
Oh. It's like the old school, like, hot rod.
Like an old school hot rod where you'd have 8 of them.
But they weren't real.
And you think they're going to be, like, shooting flames. They're not real. They were stick-on. So, like I said, it's already a fast and cool car. You have a Corvette with a Pro Charger on it.
Yeah.
And then he just made it, like, the most, like, look at me. I got, like, but he had, like,
do you think,
fake exhaust pipes.
Do you think he was into the look, or do you think he was kind of just, like, making fun of?
No, I think he loved that car. I think he thought it was the coolest thing ever.
Well, you know, that's all that matters.
And it still had the exhaust pipes coming out the back, but then he had the fake ones coming out the fender.
Well, what's better than one set of exhaust pipes? Two sets of exhaust pipes.
So that one was just like, I'm just looking at this car like, what in the heck are you thinking?
Mm-hmm. Everybody's got a different taste, man.
Yeah, no, that's, and I'm not, yeah.
Different flavors.
You're right. I shouldn't be hating on it, but that we're on the subject.
Well, you know, I mean... Yeah.
Oh, man. If you could have one car for the rest of your life, what would it be?
It's tough. Am I living here in Fairbanks, Alaska? So if I had to pick one car for my entire life,
I guess it doesn't matter because, like, what if you have to move or what if you do move or, like.
So I guess I could give two answers.
One, like, foolproof car.
If I was living somewhere that didn't have winter 6 months out of the year with a bunch of hills, CTSV wagon. That'd be a great forever car. You can do everything. Whole family. Still go fast. Have fun.
How you gonna tow stuff?
I got friends. That's what friends with trucks are for. But if I were to live here and plan on being here forever, man, that's a tough one. I think, I think just a good old crew cab pickup, man. Like, you can still make them fast if you want. You can, like you said, yeah, you can do truck stuff with it. It'd have to be, have to be a good old Silverado. But it's not nearly as glamorous or cool of an answer as it could be, but that's real. Like, pickup truck. It'd have to be.
I think my idea was a mix of both of those. It's also Cadillac, but the Escalade V.
Yeah, it's a good choice.
Because then, big enough for the whole family. It can tow. It kind of has the same, like, wagon vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Makes tons of power. I wouldn't have a bed, but if I had tow capabilities, I could tow trailers and, like, haul shit that way. But haul stuff that way.
Mm-hmm. Man, just really slumming it in Escalade V. I don't know.
Never owned one. So, I mean, that's, now I'm assuming I would love the car, but
yeah.
I'm sure I would.
No, they're pretty glorious.
I wonder how, like, they got to be pretty rare. Like, I know there's one in town, but it's, usually, like, when we get something, it's like, oh, we've got a bunch of those running around town.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I wonder how rare they are in the States. Like, seeing an Escalade V is probably still, it's something special.
Yeah. I know when we were just in Nashville, I saw a bunch of new body style Escalades, and I only saw one that was badged, a V.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we have two. I've seen two in town.
Okay.
One was black and one was white. Pretty sweet.
Yeah, they're cool.
What else you got?
Do you think self-driving cars would ever be cool?
Dude, here's the thing. I think there is a, just like the guy with all the stickers, man. There's a place, there are people for everything. So would I ever want a self-driving car? No. It takes away from the experience. We were just talking this morning about the difference of owning an automatic sports car and a manual. And that, even more, just goes an entirely another step further of, like, removing the experience of driving.
Mm-hmm.
There's just no way. So it's like, I think... I don't know if it was Tesla who it was that was talking about offering, like, a self-driving electric cab model where literally just you can own it, you can rent it out, all those things. But, yeah, it just picks you up, takes where you want to go, A to B, and you ride in the back. You don't even get in the front of the vehicle. Like, it's meant to be like a little chauffeur.
Mm.
So I think it has its place. I don't know if I'd ever get in one.
Yeah, I guess there's a market for that probably, but...
Yeah, so what is it... But I guess your question is, would it be cool? No.
I'm thinking about, like, the direction that car production's going and, like, if there's any technologies that they're putting in cars that they have no business, doing and just... Yeah, I mean, the car experience, it's like if... Like, start offering stuff with manual transmissions again. It's like you get so, when you're behind the wheel, you almost, like, forget you're behind the wheel. Everybody's on their phones.
Mm-hmm. And dude, I see it every day.
Texting or watching YouTubes or whatever they're doing. And
well,
there is no driving experience.
I just saw a thing. Oh, it's probably been a couple months now, but somebody tried to steal, like, a truck from a gas station at 2 o'clock in the morning and couldn't because it was manual. Only thing that stopped him.
No way.
Yep. It's so funny because there's, like, stickers for that. My anti-theft device.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the shift pattern.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. So, no, that's real stuff. Like, that's one of the first things when my daughter moved back up here with me. Learn how to drive a manual. Because if you're ever in a situation where you got to bail, that's all you got, you're going to be able to do it. So, yeah, no, not very many people know how to drive manuals. I don't even know. You can still, well, I don't make Camaros anymore, so you can't even get a manual. I don't think you can get a manual in a Chevy. I don't think Chevy makes a single manual anymore.
No. All the Corvettes are autos. Well, yeah, I guess if you want to consider Cadillac, you can get
the, oh, that's true.
You can get the Blackwing in a manual.
So they offer one vehicle.
Yeah.
And then Ford, I'm sure you can still get a Mustang in a manual. I don't know if you can get they don't make Hellcats anymore.
I have no idea. I've never followed that market.
Yeah, me neither.
No idea what they come with. But
I know you used to be able to get a manual.
Yeah, I don't know. When, like, if I'm driving my truck, it's an auto, it's whatever. I'm usually working. Like, it's a mobile office. Like, I try not to be on my phone because it's dangerous. But it's like before you know it, you're at your destination. It's just a blur. There's no experience. It's like car culture, car people enjoy driving. They enjoy the experience. And it's like when you have a manual transmission, you're not on your phone. You're enjoying the drive.
Yeah.
It's just a 20-minute escape while you get to where you're going. And I just, yeah, it sucks that we're doing away with that. And then taking a step further to where now the car drives you and you're really...
Yeah. Well, it just, you know, the tinfoil hat wearing me just thinks about that kind of stuff is more ability to control mass population. And like, and I think it would come from a safety standpoint. They'll try to say that it is to make the roads safer. And that's usually how that kind of stuff would work, I think. But yeah, no, I'm not into it at all. Like, like the idea of having limited range, already there's enough stuff. Like I noticed in the 2500 pickups compared to the 1500. So like my lane keep assist in my 1500 will keep you in the lines on road. Like if you're drifting and not holding onto the wheel, it'll pull you back in the lane. It has an electronic steering rack. So the computer can make that decision. The 2500s still have a regular hydraulic gearbox with no electronic power steering. The lane keep assist doesn't keep you in the lanes. There's no computer override to steering input ever on those trucks.
Does it have like haptic buzz still?
Yeah, it still alerts you that you're crossing your lane, but it doesn't correct anything. And like on the new Chevys, you can get a Super Cruise. And it's pretty much self-steering, self-driving. I think the one cool thing that I figured out on the 2500s is the adaptive cruise. Like, that's cool. It keeps a safe travel distance between you and the vehicle in front of you, matches their speed. But beyond that, I don't want the vehicle deciding where we're going, you know, and to believe that it's unhackable or somebody couldn't get in there and mess with your vehicle that is self-driving and supposed to be like autonomous and on its own. I just don't buy it. I don't believe it. I don't think it's safe. I'd much rather just have my own input and yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So I don't know. I just feel like all of it will be posed as safety and then yeah, you get a car that doesn't even have a steering wheel.
Yeah, well, hopefully, I don't know, it seems like the narrative's changed to where we're not in a huge push to eliminate everything but EVs right now. So.
Well, I think they made that push, and it was met with a lot of resistance. And I think, you know, and to be honest, I don't think a lot of it has to do with it just being like, we don't want EVs. I think it's just the battery technology and the things to make it work how they think it should work. It just doesn't exist. It's not what they think it is.
Well, I think that's about all the time we have for today. We'll catch you next week on The Drive.
You've been listening to The Drive on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to kfarradio.com and go to our archives page. The Drive is a production of Last Frontier Media Active and this radio station.